From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa. That rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward the city. Raqqa is currently under the domination of the Islamic State group, and Townsend says coalition intelligence shows it's the center of IS planning for external effects.
So we think it's very important to get isolation in place around Raqqa to start controlling that environment on a pretty short timeline.
U.S. officials say IS plans involve attacks against U.S. and European cities, making it imperative to quickly isolate the town. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group killed at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province, is alarming local officials because it is the first known IS activity in the area, where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. Amnesty International demanded Afghan authorities carry out an independent investigation into the abduction and killings. This is VOA News. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames Wednesday as migrants set fire to shelters before being forced to leave. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday cut a ribbon to officially open his new luxury hotel a few blocks from the White House in Washington.
A project like this demonstrates what is possible when a team works together for a totally common purpose. It also shows how to work with our government and to get things done.
Trump is trailing Democrat Hillary Clinton in opinion polls 13 days before the U.S. election. Clinton campaigned Wednesday in the key state of Florida. For the first time, the United States has abstained from a yearly U.N. vote urging the lifting of a U.S. economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba.
The result of the vote is as follows: in favor 191, against 0, and abstentions 2. Draft resolution A/71/L3 is adopted.
Last year, the international community was nearly unanimous in its call, with only the United States and Israel voting against lifting the embargo. This year, both nations abstained. The U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the General Assembly ahead of the vote, "The shift in the U.S. position is because the policy is not working," but she said the abstention does not mean that the United States agrees with all of the policies and practices of the Cuban government. The World Health Organization says Zika, the virus linked to abnormalities in newborn babies, remains a major threat and that it is spreading across the globe. Lisa Schlein reports.
In its first quarterly progress report, WHO says advances are being made in evaluating different tools for more accurately and quickly diagnosing Zika. It says work is moving ahead in the development of vaccines against Zika, noting that two vaccines currently are holding Phase 1 clinical trials. WHO says it will need $112.5 million through next year to carry out its many Zika-related activities. These include research and development, prevention of Zika virus infections, and care and support of vulnerable communities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Two earthquakes shook central Italy Wednesday night, not far from the area struck by last August's quake. A 5.4 magnitude quake was followed about 2 hours later by a stronger 6 magnitude trembler. They were centered in the town of Castel Sant'Angelo sul Nura. No deaths were reported, but officials in several small towns say older buildings and churches damaged in the August quake collapsed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.